Away out here, they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind
cojones.
Cojones. Co-Jones, as we call him in the hood. Sarah Palin says the president lacks cojones, bringing the level of political discourse down to Cheech and Chong, ladies and gentlemen. Or up, actually, it would be in this case. Yes. Oh, thank you, Ballard. Not you? Ballard is here, in case you're wondering. That's what that is. He's a reactor. We love having him here.
We do, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, what she said was Arizona's Jan Brewer has him. So far, no denials from the governor's office. It's a tad ironic since everybody she's trying to push out of the country has cojones. Or half of them. Should have used the Yiddish word, which is klenum, actually. Would have been a lot cuter, and it would have been a big deal, you know. Get some klenum.
Klenum.
We said that in my family, so it was cute. Never made anything of it. Palin's remarks have spawned a show her one, Mr. President, movement on Twitter. And the one president who has, of course, Bill Clinton, gets no credit. In the non-cojones news, BP to compress oil back into dinosaurs. This is a win-win for them since they only have to go through 6 feet of concrete now instead of a mile of rock next time out, so that's a good thing. Two Jewish women on the Supreme Court. Should see a tilt towards not getting a word in edgewise. Look for three chief justices, believe me. Roberts will just be the Shabbos goy, actually. The Gentile comes in, turns on the lights on the Sabbath. All Catholics and Jews now, it's the supreme odd fellows, ladies and gentlemen. And in still other news, Dick Cheney hands over the keys to his undisclosed Iraqi villa as U.S. begins the withdrawal from Iraq. We're taking the antiquities, though, with us. That's only fair.
Only fair.
Yeah. We got them back. President Obama announces all combat will go Halo as of August 31st. So strictly Xbox. Okay. Okay, anyway, President Obama gives himself an incomplete, and he will have 6 weeks to make that up. The President and the First Lady, separate vacations. I'm just saying. Blagojevich, the jurors still can't believe anybody could be that stupid. But he has cojones. You gotta say that about him. And a lot of hair.
Yes.
Yes. What was that? That was a good groan, anyway. D.C. party crasher Michaela Salahi says she was assaulted by a nun in dreadlocks backstage at The View. So we're looking into that. Naomi Campbell testifies Dirty Pebbles are a girl's best friend. Much weeping on cell block 9 as Lindsay leaves lockup. Lance Armstrong reportedly was a doper, but at least he had cojones. Had. Tour de France, of course, which is French for the trail of plasma bags. Those tubes kept getting caught in their spokes. They should have suspected something was going on there. To make up the $3.5 billion loss, the post office is going to raise first-class stamps to $150. That's first class. Social Security pays out more than it takes in for the first time, so if Mrs. Esther Weinstein of Boca Raton could please return her check, it would be much appreciated. It's just kaluki money anyway, so... The New Jersey child named Hitler has been placed with the Joseph Stalins of Passaic. Asian carp in Lake Michigan, thought to have been parachuted in the dead of night from unmarked Asian dirigibles. More on this at 10. Reconciliation off as Sarah tracks Levi over the North Slope by helicopter while Todd pursues on the Arctic cat. Brett Favre to unretire for the third time. Get some cojones, Brett. A-Rod hits his third unenhanced home run. They're worth a lot more that way. With the overturn of Proposition 8 in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger dumps Maria Shriver for Steven Seagal. Good move. And in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee teachers rise up for Viagra in their coverage package. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. And good night. And to all the ships at sea.